one. It's the girl who here. Okay, so big day tomorrow, final exam on international peacekeeping. I've been trying my best to stay away from audiobook and similar and focus on the topics, which I won't bore you with. But what I did want to talk to you about was something I came across in one of the books that I've been reading under the heading A New World Politics question mark. And it refers to some articles written back in 1995 and 1998, so quite a while ago, entitled Politics of the Third Wave by Alvin and Heidi Toffler, if you want to Google that, and also by Peter Drucker, who wrote in 1998 about the next information revolution. Okay, so I wanted to tell you about it because it's really quite interesting. This book talks about the prophets of the new wave, i.e. Toffler and Drucker, and they really are quite skeptical. The book is skeptical about the things that they have been saying because they're talking about this new cyber feudalism and how that communities are going to overlap, territories are going to be broken down, people will display new loyalties, and where a centralized state has dominated world politics before, something new will come about. And they use an example, so if you come across a European and you had to ask how they would describe themselves, then they might owe their loyalty to a few places like Brittany, Paris, Brussels. But they're actually also talking about how it will also be concerned with cyber communities, so that would be included in your loyalties, and if those communities were concerned with religion or work or various other interests. I think that loyalties thing's quite important, really. Where would your loyalties lie when it comes to this kind of like your community and how you would describe your community? So, all in all, quite interesting. I haven't really gone into that in any detail at all. It was just something that quickly came into my mind, and I thought I would get that down and record it, because I might investigate that a little bit more. But I love how they're called the prophets because the writers think that, oh, it's quite an unrealistic idea that they had, and we've already created so much of what Drucker and Toffler have talked about already, and now we need to recognise the new opportunities that we've been given to communicate in these new mediums and remember that we're very lucky to do that because we live in a deeply technologically divided world. Some people are really struggling to have their voices heard, and perhaps we could use these opportunities in ways to help everyone, and to break down the boundaries that the book talks about. So, I all in all, I think hear here to cyber feudalism. And I'm not going to boo for a few days, I don't think. I'm going to be in the pub tomorrow and I certainly won't do any of those boozy boos. University finished forever. I don't really. It's quite a big one. Slightly scared, I think. I was talking earlier to one of my mates saying how I'm probably going to sit around in my pants in the flat until a job comes knocking on my door, really. No, I'm not. I'm going to be proactive. I have a few things in the pipeline. And I'll maybe talk to you about them once I get to know you a little bit better. But I'm looking forward to coming back on here in a few days' time and picking up on a few of my favourite followings. So there should be quite a nice little collection of things to listen to. So have a good few days. Enjoy your day. And I will talk to you again soon. All right, catch you later. Bye.